Hello, I'm Chetna Prajapati and I'm a lecturer in textiles. I'm here to talk to you about textile waste. It's becoming a huge problem at the moment where we are consuming huge amounts. We're using up a lot of natural resources which come from non-renewable resources, and we're creating a lot of waste, and it's becoming a huge problem. So today I'm going to provide some tips on how you can shop more sustainably and reduce your impact on the environment. So by buying pre-owned or vintage clothing, you can reduce your environmental impact by displacing the production of new clothes. Currently, the textile or fashion industry uses a lot of water, chemicals and energy to produce new clothing and a lot of waste. That can be displaced by buying pre-owned or vintage clothing. So on average, we only use our clothing for 3.3 years. And I think most items are made to last a lot longer than they do. So handing your clothes into a second-hand store or a charity store would mean that this garment will continue to be loved, to be worn and styled over and over again. So other options would be using apps to sell your clothing, so pre-owned clothing on apps so other people can enjoy them. There's Trade or eBay you can sell them on. There's other sort of apps that are available also. You can also exchange your clothes or hand them down to family or friends so they can continue to be worn and loved. We shouldn't bin our unwanted clothes because they're valuable resources. Fibre in any state is really useful. So unworn clothing, which is in a good state, can be resold again. Clothing that is worn out or damaged can be either repaired or upcycled. So it could be re-altered or restyled into a new garment, potentially. Textiles that are really worn out and can't be worn again can be shredded into rags or new yarn, which can be recycled into new garments or potentially new products.
Why should you get to know your wardrobe?
Okay, so my first tip is to get to know your wardrobe. And this will sort of highlight any gaps you may have in your wardrobe. It allows you to be a little bit more organised, so it prevents you from those impulse buys, which means that you're not going to be spending on things that are already existent in your wardrobe or replicating items that you may already have, like the classic white t-shirt. Also, knowing your wardrobe allows you to build a more sort of versatile wardrobe, one that sort of has a number of sort of different items that you can re-wear in different ways. So you should try and buy better and buy less. And by that, I mean by buying pieces that are better made, which will generally last you a lot longer. So when you're washing them continuously, they won't fall apart or they won't lose their shape or they won't peel on the surface of the fabric also. So it's best to buy better and buying less. And what that means is buying better quality made garments, which will last you longer after several wears and after sort of a lot of washing and drying. So garments that are made better will generally wear better also, so they won't look so aged and used after they're washed and worn so frequently. Also try and avoid on-trend pieces, which can be problematic at times, especially when you're wanting to wear them year after year. They look for pieces that will stand the test of time. So classic colours, for example, white, blacks or greys, and sort of avoid those sort of on-trend prints. Does that help?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So opt for garments which are produced locally, which eliminates the carbon footprint. Currently, fibres are made in a different country. They're transported to their manufacturers to make made into yarns and fabrics, and then transported to either the factories to be made into garments. So try and look out for brands that are sort of produced where clothing is produced locally, which reduces the carbon footprint. Washing and tumble drying uses up a lot of water, energy, and release of microfibers into our water streams. Currently, you're finding a lot of microplastics are entering into microorganisms and their food chains, and we want to try and prevent that. Clothes can easily sort of snag, or you can develop holes or sort of small faults that you can repair at home. So some brands are providing some repair and alteration programs, which are great sort of benefits to buying from those particular stores. But also there are brands such as Hewitt based in Wales who offer a lifetime of repairs. There are also Patagonia which have joined up with iFixit, which allow you to download some really quick altering or fix tutorials to extend and prolong garment use. Yeah. I hope these tips will encourage consumers of fashion to be much more considerate with what they buy and how they use fashion and dispose of fashion.